I Have Heard of a Land by Joyce Carol Thomas, illustrated by Floyd Cooper. I have heard of a land where the earth is red with promises, where the red bud trees catch the light and throw it in a game of sunbeams and shadow, back and forth to the cottonwood trees. I have heard of a land where a pioneer only has to lift up her feet to cast her eyes on the rocks, the fertile earth, the laughing creek, lift up her feet running for the land, as though running for her life, and in the running claim it. The stake is life and the work that goes into it. I have heard of a land where the cottonwood trees are innocent, where the coyotes call as a lullaby at night, and the land runs on forever, and a woman can plant her crop and walk all day and never come to the end of it. I have heard of a land where the imagination has no fences, where what is dreamed one night is accomplished the next day. I have heard of a land where the flapjacks spread out big as wagon wheels, where the butter is the color of melted sun and the syrup is honey stirred thick by a thousand honeybees. I have heard of a land where winter brings storm warnings and pioneers wonder whether the scissor tail in spring will ever sing. I have heard of a land where the children swing in homemade swings strung from the strong limbs of trees. I have heard of a land where the crickets skirl in harmony, and babies wrapped to their mothers' backs in the field laugh more than they cry. I have heard of a land where worship takes place in an outdoor church under an arbor of bushes, and the hymns sound just as sweet. I have heard of a land where a woman sleeps in a sod hut, dug deep in the heart of the earth. Her roof is decorated with brush, a hole in the ground is her stove, and a horse saddle is her pillow. She wakes thinking of a three-room log cabin, and soon that morning her neighbors and their sons and daughters help lift the logs and chalk them into place. Together they hoist the beams high. After dinner, they finish the porch, where they sit and tell stories. Finally, when everyone else has gone home, she saws the planks for the steps by herself. That night, by the glow of an oil lamp, she writes in her journal, "I raise nearly everything I eat. The land is good here. I grind corn for meal. Raise me some cane and make sorghum syrup. And if I feel real smart, I made hominy grits from scratch." I have heard of a land where the pioneer woman still lives. Her possibilities reach as far as her eyes can see, and as far as our imaginations can carry us.